High school boys basketball. This is a Region 2B quarterfinal round matchup as the Potter County Battlers, the number 2 seed in Region 2B, will take on the number 7 seed, Sully Buttes Chargers. It's a backyard brawl as one team moves on and one team will go home at the end of the night. I'm Brian Oakland with play-by-play coming up. Good to have you along here. We're glad to be able to put this game together here on River 92.7. We'll be live streaming at drgnews.com as well, the River 92.7 page, very shortly. Good to be with you. As mentioned tonight, looking forward to it. Coverage of high school basketball in this Region 2B quarterfinal is made possible in part by the South Dakota Office of Highways, the South Dakota High School Activities Association, by Brett's Spray Service, Barber Chemical and Barber Farm Service, by Stewart and Daughters, The Corner, Sunrise Bank Dakota, and Oahe Grain in Oneida. Tonight's game also brought to you by Hovind Co-op and the Prairie Stop, LEC Construction Services, Neumeyer and Smith Law Office, Gas and Goodies and Stan C Store, C&B Operations, John Deere, Great Western Bank, Langer's Family Foods, Gettysburg Collision Center, Schlachter Lumber, and Brown Agronomy of Gettysburg. And we did give you the in-game sponsors as well. We'll have those throughout this contest, too. Well, we want to get to our coaches' interviews, so let's take a quick break here as we get into the Becky Potsdam State Farm Insurance pregame show. We'll hear from Becky Potsdam State Farm. We'll start with the head coach of the home team tonight, the Potter County Battlers, coming to you from Gettysburg. Our keys to success begin with Bryce Hall coming up next after this now 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Region 2B quarterfinal on River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian Oakland, the voice of the Pierre Governors on River 92.7. You know, the men and women at the Hughes County Sheriff's Office know a great team when they see one. Long hours, hard work, determination. The Govs have it, and we're proud to support them. If you want to know more about our 361 team and how you can be a part of it, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff's tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office says, Go Govs!
Back at Potter County High School, Gettysburg High School, Gettysburg, South Dakota, the home of our Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth as they give us a place to sit here in the top of the bleachers on one side of the court here, looking across to the scores table. We'll be doing our own camera work with this live video stream that you'll be able to get a good view of from where we are, the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. Time for the keys to success here. As we begin conversations with the coaches, our keys are brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. All right, here we go on Keys to Success as we get into the 2B quarterfinal round. We're talking with Bryce Hall, the head coach of the Potter County Battlers, and just a great season, coach. I think you've got the cast of characters that were poised for a really good season coming in. I don't know if you expected to win 19 out of 20, but 13 in a row the way it is. And what is it that's really working well for Potter County basketball this year?
I think just the maturation of our players. You know, I think last year two or three of them were able to sit behind the seniors we had in front of them, and they were just able to play. You know, and then to come into this year as the guys out front and to be the leaders, it took a little while to them to acclimate their bodies, their minds to the fact that they are it now. They are Potter County for us. And I think that they did a good job adjusting to that and, just kind of settle into that role. And I think that's helped bring in the more consistency. Being six seniors is pretty good.
Last year you come up short in that SODAC 16, and I know it probably left a taste in the mouth, but maybe still hasn't disappeared yet. You're trying to get rid of that, right?
Oh, you always remember those games where you should have, you know. And, we had opportunities. And like I say all the time to the boys, you can't give good teams opportunities to beat you because they will beat you, you know. And the same thing happens now this time of season. You know, we got to be consistent. You got to cherish the ball. We got to score the ball. We can't leave a bunch of empty possessions. You know, we got good, you find good shot selection, create opportunities to score, but we also got to get stops, you know, and that's just the consistency on both ends. But we got to stack as many minutes to 32 as we can. You know, I think we've been getting better, more minutes from each other, from the group, but we just got to keep building on that. And like I said, hopefully get the Barnett Center.
And now here in the region tournament, you've got a rivalry game, among other things, with Sully Buttes, who, they're as streaky as they come, and they're going to get you if you're not ready for them.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, we played them home, and we were able to get away, but they reeled us back in. We got back away, and they reeled us back in again. And luckily, at the end, we were able to get to the 12-15 point lead, where it was at the end. You know, that's where they are. That's, you know, little Willard kid got hot, made a couple threes for him late, and that kind of brought them back in. And we had to really settle in and get back again, stops and shut him back down again. I think we did a good job. But, you know, right now, it's lace them up and go play 3-2, and as many minutes as 3-2 again.
Do you feel right now that scoring 70 points a game, you really kind of want to push the tempo as much as you can?
I think so. You know, I think, like I said, we struggled early in the season, probably up to the midpoint where we were struggling scoring layups, you know, being consistent, leaving points at the rim. And we were struggling in our three-point. You go back to our first 12 games, our three-point percentage was horrible, you know what I mean? But now, here in the last eight games, we really stepped up our three-point percentage. We're getting more consistent, and we're scoring better around the rim. And, you know, we're creating things off our defense still with our press. And if it works, we keep doing it, and it's creating things for us.
What are the biggest challenges you'll face tonight with Sully Buttes?
I think basically it's got to be our defensive end. You got to be honoring, you know, get to be stingy, you know, make them work for their buckets, can't give up layups, you know, test them from the outside, make them become shooters from the perimeter, you know, that's, if we can do that, you know, I think it'll help in our favor, because we'll get better rebounds, get better run-out opportunities, you know, so like I said, we're going to work off our press, and so just keep doing what we do.
Another thing that works for you is a little depth, I think. You've got a couple of primary players, a really good supporting cast, but you go 7, 8, maybe 9 deep if things are going right.
Yeah, you know, and that's without a doubt. You know, it's nice to get Grant and Cooper a minute here and there in the first, second half. You know, they're being our lead scorers. And we get foul trouble, can go back in. This slows us down a little bit, but we're still, you know, we're still balanced. We're still scoring.
Coach, looking forward to it. Good luck tonight.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
There's the head coach of the Potter County Battlers, who are 19-1 off of a 20-game regular season. That's pretty good. Right now, third-ranked in Class B boys basketball. His coach's comments. Keys to success are brought to you by the folks at Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. Let's hear from them, and we speak with Brian White, the head coach of the Sully Buttes Chargers, next here in the Region 2B quarters on River 92.7.
The key to success starts with vision. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Marceau of Central Dakota Eye Care. Yearly comprehensive eye exams are key in detecting eye conditions before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 to schedule an appointment. New patients always welcome. The staff at Central Dakota Eye Care is proud of our area youth and support their high school activities. Best of luck in today's game. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pierre. Better vision for a great life.
All right, more keys to success from the visiting head coach on the scoreboard tonight, Brian White of the Sully Buttes Chargers, off of I think what you would call an up-and-down season, coach, but last night getting into the district or the region play with a win over Sunshine Bible, and I think that was an opportunity to get out and, you know, not that you needed to get warmed up for region play, but I think you kind of get in the flow of the offense when you're able to score 78 points in a game, and now you get to turn right around and do it again against Potter County here.
Yeah, you know, it was we've kind of been Jekyll and Hyde. Some nights we're really good, some nights we haven't been so good this year, and hopefully tonight we get the right crew showing up, and I think they'll have the right mentality and play hard, and it's just we'll compete. I can guarantee you that much. This is going to be a group that's going to play hard. We're going to get after it, and we'll see where it all ends up at the end of this thing.
It's obviously two different teams from last night to tonight. I mean, Potter County just won, lost, but a team you'll know very well, and a team that I think you competed pretty well against about a month ago when you were up here.
Yeah, we played pretty well. Thought we. we made some mistakes. Hopefully we can make some adjustments off a couple of things that we didn't do quite as well as we would have liked to. If we can make a few adjustments, take care of the ball a little bit, and we got to rebound the ball better. If we do those things, we'll give ourselves a chance to win.
I think you got to be physical against this team. You got to slow them down somehow, don't you?
Yeah, you know, we're gonna do our thing. We're gonna do what we want to do, and hopefully at the end of it, it's good enough. You know, they're physical, they're aggressive, they're athletic as all get out. You know, they're just really a good basketball team. You know, this is probably the best group, one of the best groups they've had since I've been coaching here, and that's going on 12 years now, I think, something like that, 11, 12, somewhere in that range. I don't know, but. Been around here for a little bit, and this is probably one of the best teams that they've had, and they've had a couple of pretty good ones.
Time does fly, that's for sure.
Yeah, no kidding.
But you know, I guess if there was one thing you could take away from what they're capable of, what would be that? And then you take your chances with the rest.
Well, you know, we got to find a way to kind of slow down their two guys. You know, mm-hmm. they've got obviously between Lukens and.
Logan,
you know, they're pretty good, and they're kind of a dynamic duo. And if we can find a way to slow one of them down, it might give us a chance to stay in the game. And then we got to take advantage of opportunities. When we get layups, when we get shots at the rim, we got to finish. You know, and if you finish, you do that, and then you finish possessions with rebounds, you give yourself a chance.
And obviously Well, the more possessions you have that finish in shot attempts, the better chance you have.
Yeah, I mean, these guys turn you over a bunch. I mean, that's what they do best. You know, they're really good defensively. They fly around. They make things difficult. And they want to play a lot of possessions. We'd like to play fewer possessions with a little more structure involved. So if we can control a little bit of the tempo, that would be big for us.
Absolutely. Any other keys to success tonight?
No, I just got to play hard and have fun doing it.
Go have fun. All right, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks for covering us. We appreciate it.
Ryan White, the head coach of the Selly Buttes Chargers. And Coach's comments, keys to success are brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pierre. Our starting lineups will be coming up by Envirotech, and let's get right into that as it looks like they'll announce them on the floor as well. Starting lineups from Envirotech in Pierre, making some assumptions on this, but Sully Buttes will look something like this as Marshall Whitler, a 5'9" junior, gets things going. Landon Hepker, a 6'1" junior as well. The forwards include Jordan Shaw, a 5'10" senior, actually listed as a guard. Jesse Shaw, the 6'1" senior, is a forward, and Dwight Kinney, the 6'2" senior in the middle for Sully Buttes. Marshall Whitler, Landon Hepker, Dwight Kinney, Jordan, and Jesse Shaw for the Sully Buttes Chargers. They're 10-11 on the season after a win in the play-in game over the Sunshine Bible Academy Crusaders last night, the number 7 seed in Region 2B. Starting lineups from Envirotech coming up for Potter County after this from Envirotech in Pierre.
Envirotech in Pierre is seeking a route driver with or without CDL certification. Training will be provided, earn a $7,500 sign-on bonus, $17 to $19 an hour or depending on experience. Full benefits after 60 days. Envirotech has been servicing the area for 30 years and are looking for someone to join their team. If you are energetic, self-directed, and looking for a great long-term place to be, call Envirotech at 224-4804 today or go to wasteconnections.com employment tab to apply. Envirotech has you covered.
Envirotech starting lineups for the home team tonight. The Potter County Battlers, the number 2 seed in Region 2B. Although with a 19-1 record, Lower Brule goes 17-3, but they had a higher power ranking than Potter County did. Lower Brule 4th in the rankings today. Potter County number 3, but the Battlers are the 2 seed. They'll start with Cooper Logan, the standout 6'1" senior guard in the backcourt, along with Grant Lukens, a 6'3" senior. Those guys can do an awful lot to make this team go. A 5'10" senior is Drake Bassett, also starting into the lineup tonight. Forwards include Colin Arbach, a 6'2" senior, and Seth Sharp, a 6'2" senior as well. Another senior will be in fairly quickly for the Battlers, and that'll be Logan Decker, a 6'1" forward as well. Potter County Battlers, 19-1 on the season, head coached by Bryce Hall, assisted by Andrew Tunnels. Sully Buttes is coached by Brian White, assisted by Lee Kinney and Jesse Whitler. Those are the Envirotech starting lineups. And our game officials, the law on the court tonight, officiating this game, assigned by the High School Activities Association, because they're pretty good at what they do, and we thank them for doing what they do. Our law on the court tonight, Greg Stroh, Darren Vetch, and Brian Zahn, tonight's game officials, the law on the court tonight from the South Dakota Attorney General's office. 2 minutes, and we tip it off next. This is the Region 2B on River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
With more and more people being at home, chances are you'll access a social media site to stay in touch with family and friends. Before you do this, please check your privacy settings to ensure you're being the safest you can be. For step-by-step instructions on how to check and change your privacy settings for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and the like, go to consumer.sd.gov. With questions, contact South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986, or email consumerhelp@state.sd.us.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result? It transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
ComTech has your technology solution. Check out their showroom in Pierre, located conveniently behind Walmart, and see what you have been missing. There's a large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. They wish the Pierre Governors best of luck at ComTech. Come see what you have been missing.
We're back in Gettysburg. It's time for our ComTech opening tip as we bring you Region 2B high school basketball postseason. For the boys listening on River 92.7, KGFX FMP, remember of DRG Media Group, and we're live streaming at drgnews.com. Our ComTech opening tip is controlled by the Gettysburg, the Potter County Battlers, by Seth Sharp and company. They'll work it inside immediately, and with a pump fake, Grant Lukens able to get Jesse Shawl up into the air, and he'll come down on top. That'll be a foul, and Lukens will go to the free throw line. We're 8 seconds in, driven by the Office of Highway Safety, reminding us, if you drink, don't drive. First point is up and in for Grant Lukens, and for the Battlers, they'll run a lot of offense through this guy and also through Cooper Logan. Second free throw, no good, but a high rebound pulled down by Seth Sharp, and Potter County still on the attack and on the drive, and a pull-up here for Lukens. That's no good. Another loose ball. Lukens goes to get it. They'll feed underneath, but the Chargers will tip it away and out of bounds. So already three opportunities here for Potter County on their opening possession, including a couple of offensive rebounds. They will have a little bit of, I think, size advantage. Here's Cooper Logan off of the inbound, and he will fire a three and hit. Logan from the right side. Chargers going to have to beat the press here, getting it across the timeline. They do here. Landon Hepker will kick out. Jesse Shaw, or rather Jordan Shaw, 22. We'll slow it back up now on the move, and we've got a foul. Good drive here. Floater won't go, but Dwight Kinney will go to the free throw line, and we'll have a first foul called against The Battlers, we'll get that right. Jesse Shaw, Seth Sharp with his first personal. Shaw had the personal on the other end of the floor. Hepker, first free throw, no good. Getting two opportunities. Sully Buttes, you have to think, really going to have to take advantage of every opportunity they get tonight. Free throws, bunnies, layups, whatever the case. And for them, they'll have to shoot pretty well from the outside when given the opportunity as well. Here's Drake Bassett on the move for the Battlers. He'll kick it out. Sharp thinks about it, but now gives it over to Colin Arbach. He decides to pull the trigger, and that's no good. Marshall Whitler down with the rebound underneath. Chargers quickly up the floor. Here's Kinney on the move. Back to Shaw. Now Whitler again. Patient possession, which I think is exactly what Sully Buttes is going to need a lot of here tonight. Whitler, or rather Hepker, loses it on the way up. Pulled down here on the takeaway. Potter County with it on the wing. On the move is Logan, and he'll bring it back out. 4-1, Battlers lead, but make it 7-1. As Grant Lukens will pop a three and hit from the top of the key. 6:15 to go here in our opening quarter of play. On the move, Hepker against four Battlers. He'll bring it back out. Shaw to Kinney. Now Marshall Whitler. Little bounce pass down to the left block. Shaw brings it back out to the pass to Landon Hepker, and he will hit for three. And we've got a whistle and a timeout already taken here by Bryce Hall and the Potter County Battlers. Timeouts in our broadcast are brought to you by the folks at Coca-Cola Bottling and Pier. In fact, this is a Sully Buttes timeout. 30 seconds, and we're back. It is 7-4, Potter County on River 92.7.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
Gettysburg, Brian Oakland here with Heather Williams in studio. This is one of two Region 2B games that we have on DRG Media Group stations. We'll get to the other one momentarily. Meanwhile, off of the timeout, Cooper Logan wants three. Won't get it. Chargers down with the rebound. Battlers with Drake Bassett going after a steal, but Landon Hepker able to keep possession and the ball handling alive. Hepker inside, pump fake, and Shaw will go to the free throw line as he gets Colin Arbach up into the air. And the first foul for Colin Arbach, but the second for the Battlers. The other game in Region 2B has the Faulkton Area Trojans, the number 3 seed, hosting number 6 Harriet Selby area. That is on KMLO 100.1 FM. Dustin Stortzum on the call with that one. We'll keep you covered on how that one goes. As Jesse Shaw gets the first one to go, the second one rattles in and out off the backboard, back in again. Sully Buttes within one now. It's 7-6 as they've scored five in a row. Bassett wants a quick fire three. No good. Lukens on the backside. Can't get the put back to go, but he'll go to the free throw line. Already teams are going to have to adjust, I think, to the officiating. There's a lot of whistles being called, but this is kind of what we expect to be a physical ball game. As Lukens on the line, foul goes to Marshall Whitler, his first. Grant Lukens has the first. Second one, quick fire, it's up and good. 6 points for Grant Lukens, and it's 9-6, Potter County. 5:20 to go, quarter number one. Chargers moving left to right across the timeline in road purple with the gold numbers and trim. Potter County is in home white. Here's a foul on the floor on a reach on the drive for Marshall Whitler. Home white for Potter County with the red piping in the jerseys, but silver numbers front and back. Inbound underneath coming here. The foul on the reach goes to Drake Bassett, his first. Inbound to Dwight Kinney with a three. Looking for that, won't get it. And the rebound down to the Battlers. We'll move it up ahead. Step back, long two. Logan, this one no good. There's Lukens underneath with another offensive rebound. And now he tries a three, might have been partially blocked, caught underneath by the Chargers. And Sully Buttes back with it, trailing 9-6. Seth Sharp with a takeaway as he'll head the other way. And this will be a foul here, trailing the play. Seth Sharp off of that turnover. I think he got a little bit fortunate there. It seemed like he was a little indecisive on whether he wanted to pass or shoot or even draw the contact. Waited long enough, kept his pivot foot down, and he'll get to the free throw line on a foul called on Landon Hepker. But Seth Sharp, first of two, is no good. So he'll try another with 4:36 to play in the first. 9-6, Potter County. Second one is off the back iron. That's no good. And Sully Butte's had that rebound, but it was knocked away, and then they lose it out of bounds. Actually just not handled by the Chargers. So the Battlers will get another opportunity. Inbound comes up top. Logan with a three is no good. Chargers do pull down this one as they'll get it up and across the timeline from left to right. On the move, Hepker to the right wing. Quick pass to the right elbow, Kinney. Back outside, Thomas Ferry's in for the first time tonight. Marshall Whitler for three is a little bit too strong, no good. Rebound down to the Battlers. On the move is Bassett in the lane with a kick out to Arbach. Bassett again, he's given the space, he will pull the trigger, and that one halfway down and it comes back out, no good. Jesse Shaw with the rebound for Sully Buttes. Sully Buttes right now got to be very happy with the way this game has started. Potter County off to, albeit a bit of a slow start, just 9-6. They can certainly get hot quick. Here is Arbach working against Shaw, and Jesse will draw the contact and a foul and go to the free throw line. And the 6'2 senior, Colin Arbach, will pick up his second personal here with less than 4.5 minutes gone by here in the first period. Already four fouls called on Potter County and three to the Chargers. Shaw short on the first one off the front of the rim. Went 2 for 2 on a previous trip. Arbach going to have to check out with those two fouls. And Logan Decker, the 6'1 senior, the first off the bench for the Battlers. Second one for Jesse Shaw is good. He has three. It's 9-7, Potter County. Battlers with the basketball right to left across the timeline. Lukens on the move, looking for a shot in the middle of the paint. No good. And then a foul as Lukens tries to follow. Rebound was pulled down by Dwight Kinney. Kinney waiting patiently, but Lukens came after it and is called for the reach, knocking it out of bounds, but a little too much contact. And the Chargers will get it again. Dangerous pass in the backcourt against that Battler press. They'll back off a little bit. Whitler with a long pass across the timeline. Ferries back to Whitler to set things up. Now to the left elbow. Kinney out to Ferries for three online, but off the back of the rim. It won't go. Battlers have the rebound. They'll move it up ahead quickly to Lukens. A near miss there, so to speak, or a near make for Thomas Ferries. Now off the front of the rim, a three ball here. No good. Last touch by Sully Buttes. It'll stay with Potter County as it goes out of bounds. Decker with the miss there. Battlers have a couple of threes down, but have missed on seven other attempts, so 2 out of 9. Logan with it, tries to zip one underneath, and that's off the leg of Grant Lukens and out of bounds. Maybe a little too much on that one. First turnover of the night for Potter County. As the Chargers will get it back, trailing 9-7. We're at the 2:45 mark here, quarter number one. Giving you extra basketball here on River 92.7. The thing about it, you know, we've got other postseason games going on KPLO, KGFX, KMLO, as we mentioned, even Star 99 up north. If there's Potter County and Sully Buttes on and we don't have them accounted for, we got to get them on River 92.7. That's what it's all about. A takeaway for the Battlers. They'll kick it outside, and Cooper Logan will rein in a three from the right corner. Battlers quickly back up as Logan catches up to Kinney. He'll kick the dribble out of bounds. And it'll be Sully Buttes to throw in to our right. 12-7. Potter County on their home floor. 2:13 off of the inbound. Counting down here in the first. And a turnaround jump hook up no good. But Kinney will be fouled and he'll go to the free throw line. And this is the first personal for Logan Decker. We talked to Coach Bryce Hall about depth, and right now it seems like Potter County might need that depth. They're up to six team fouls already. And we still have 2:07 to go in the first period. Kenny rolls the first one home. From the free throw line, he'll get another. And this one is up and good for the Chargers, who are back within three, 12-9. Here come the Battlers once again. Logan on the drive, and there's a push, and this one will go against Landon Hepker. Judging by the look on his face. And that'll be his second personal. So the more we talk about fouls and whistles, the more we're going to have to keep mentioning that these players are going to have to adjust. Everybody wants to play physical, but this might not be one of those nights where physical is going to be let go. There's Lucan. He'll find a spot left side. Lucan's up and in for three. 15-9 Battlers as the Chargers break pressure. But a good trap here, and they get Kenny to throw a pass into the hands of a Battler for a turnover. Another three. Lukens, no good. Seth Sharp, backside rebound, spins, puts it up, no good, and it is out of bounds. It stays with Potter County. Seth Sharp and the Battlers already with five offensive rebounds here in this first quarter. Drake Bassett will check out. Good start for him. Ryder Falkenhagen, a 5'9" sophomore, on for the first time. Coach Bryce Hall mentioned he likes Falkenhagen. That guy, a young man that provides a lot of spark when he comes in off the bench. There's a good spinning move, and it's up and in for Seth Sharp. As the Battlers open up their biggest lead so far, 17-9. Chargers across the timeline. Ferris with the pass back to Kenny. Now over to Whitler on line for three, but that's off the mark, no good. But Jordan Shaw with it. Back to Whitler, floating through the lane, and that's up and in. First two of the night for Marshall Whitler. Long pass to Sharp under the basket. Tipped pass, but Sharp gets it. Now Logan up, no good. Sharp with another offensive board. And that is back home for two more. 19-11 now. As the Chargers break the pressure again. Tip pass, and this will trickle out of bounds in the corner. Last touch by the Battlers. Now with 40 seconds left in the first period, suddenly the pace of this game has really started to pick up on both ends. Grant Lukin's going to check out for the first time here tonight. 24, Alex Tanner, a 6'2 junior, is in for the first time. Drake Bassett is also back on for Potter County. There's Whitler with it. To the corner, Shaw for three, Jordan with a miss, but there's an offensive keep alive, and Dwight Kinney, he can't get it back up and in. Now pulled down by the Battlers. A couple of missed opportunities there, especially one from close range for Dwight Kinney, and those are the shots Sully Buttes, if they want to play with the Battlers tonight, definitely going to have to try to make sure that they find their way down. Near travel there, but a tip of the dribble. Now a good drive here, and Bassett is up and in for two with a whistle and a foul. Drake Bassett puts the Battlers up by 10, and he'll go to the free throw line off of his first points of the night, looking for one more to finish off a potential three-point play as Cooper Logan comes out. Seth Sharp back in. This foul goes to Marshall Whitler. That'll be his second. So Whitler and Hepker both with two for Sully Buttes. You got Colin Arbach with two already for Potter County. 2 seconds left off of the miss of the rebound. Whitler won't get a shot off. And on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard at the end of one quarter of play, it's Potter County 21, Sully Buttes 11. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pierce. We take 60 seconds. We go to quarter number two. Next, you're listening to the Region 2B quarterfinal on River 92.7, live streaming at drgnews.com.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that with the proper equipment, education, conditioning, and coaching, high school sports here in South Dakota are safer than ever before. And that's something I really love.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
With many years of experience as agronomist and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Back in Gettysburg as we'll go to the second quarter, a high-scoring first quarter, as a lot of them tend to be for the Potter County Battlers. Took them a while to get going, but now a 21-11 lead. Sully Buttes with the deficit, but with the basketball as we begin our second period of play. Doesn't last long. Seth Sharp steps in front of a pass. He'll take it back. On the steal, here comes Bassett, and he'll drive and score. Drake Bassett with the quickness. 23-11 now. There's another tipped pass here, but Logan tipped it right back to Landon Hepker. Thomas Ferries with it across the timeline, up to Hepker and Ferries again. Just underway second period. Potter County 7 of 19 in that first period. Only two field goals for the Chargers in quarter number one. Here is Shawl, who gets trapped. Landon Decker takes it away from Jesse Shawl. Another turnover here for Sully Buttes. Here's Grant Lukin stopping in the half circle. He'll kick it out. Seth Sharp wants three, and that's in and out from the left corner. And Bassett comes down with an offensive rebound. Too many offensive rebounds for Potter County as far as Sully Buttes would be concerned, as Bassett will drive again, this time on the left side. And Drake Bassett at just 5 and 10, 5 feet 10 inches, making plays here. He'll go to the free throw line. Dwight Kinney with his first personal. And now both teams with 6 fouls as a team apiece. A lot of whistles here in the first half of play. Bassett's first one is good. He'll get another one. Now both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the way to halftime. 6:52 to go. Second one good for Bassett. And a 6-point flurry here for Drake. First minute plus gone by here in the second quarter. 25-11. Potter County asserting themselves so far. Kinney will get it to Landon Hepker. He'll drive, and a traveling violation called on Hepker. He wanted to pass along the baseline, maybe kick it out, but the Battler defense closed off the passing lane. And Landon Hepker got caught. Turnover number 7 here for Sully Buttes. Battlers will bring it back right to left. Lukens to set it up. Back and zipping underneath, and it was last touched by Hepker. It'll stay with the Battlers. Potter County, a good athletic team, a team that went to the Dakota Dome in the football season. State 9B championship. Bassett on the move. He slices through defenders, and Drake Bassett is finding his way to the bucket. And Brian White ready for a timeout here with 6:19 to go, second quarter. It's Potter County 27, Sully Buttes 11. Our score in a 60-second timeout here brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling in Peart. We're back in 60 on River 92.7.
Good luck, Chargers. From Owyhee Grain Corporation in Oneida, your local independently owned and operated grain elevator. At home or in the field, find all the market information you need online at OwyheeGrainCorp.com. You can even get bid information by text. Owyhee Grain, bringing the world's markets to local farmers with updates every day. For all of your grain marketing needs, call today, 258-2811.
Virtually anything in your house or building that can run on electricity can run on propane. However, a propane-fueled home is less costly to operate than an electric home. Studies have shown that propane is cheaper, warmer, cleaner, safer, and more dependable than electric. Contact Stewart & Daughters in Oneida at 258-2647 today to learn more about the benefits of propane. Stewart & Daughters, a proud sponsor of high school sports and the Sully Buttes Chargers.
The back onto the Coca-Cola timeout. Coca-Cola bottling in Pier, and Sully Buttes has to get things going in the right direction here right now, I think especially on the defensive end, yielding a lot of easy baskets and a lot of offensive rebounds to the Potter County Battlers. Right now they trail 27-11. As Potter County knocks a pass away, but off of the inbound, Marshall Whitler penetrates, kicking across, and a bounce pass, but Jesse Shaw unable to finish, but he is fouled. Whitler looked like he may have had an open lane to the basket, but he gets in among the trees, and you never know what's going to happen. He decided to go with the pass. He'll get an assist anyway. Jesse Shaw with the first of two up and in. Give the foul this time to Landon Decker, his second personal for Potter County. Alex Tanner in for the second time tonight with 6:05 to play. Now another one for Jesse Shaw, 5 out of 6 from the free throw line. Sully Buttes, 8 out of 9 from the stripes so far. 27-13, though. Potter County with the lead. Cooper Logan looking for three more. That's in and out, no good. And a foul on the rebound that'll go to Dwight Kinney after yet another offensive board pulled down by the Battlers. I thought it was Kinney, it was Jesse Shaw that they put it on. That's his second. So we've got three Chargers and two Battlers, all with two personal fouls here so far in the first period, first half, rather. Lukens gets the front end of a 1-1. He'll get another opportunity. Mentioned first quarter stats, 7 field goals, including 4 threes for the Battlers. Only 2 field goals for Sully Buttes, including 1 three-pointer, but they did go 6 of 8 from the line. Long pass, it's across. Chargers break pressure. Need a bucket. Can't get it here with Ferries firing from the corner on the left side. Pulled down by the Battlers. Up ahead, Logan will score. Cooper Logan underneath with the bunny. Dished out. There's a dangerous pass, and it'll be taken away as Tanner comes to get it. Another steal for the Battlers. On the move here on the baseline, loose basketball, and everybody trying to pick it up. It squirts out of there and into the hands of Sully Buttes. Just the second turnover by the Battlers so far. 5:05 to go, second period, 31-13. Potter County in the lead. On the move, Ferries to the baseline, but his kickback is taken away on an interception by Grant Lukens. He'll challenge. And there's a blocking foul that'll go to Landon Hepker. Not a lot he could do there, but unfortunately picking up his third personal foul. Turnovers mounting here for Sully Buttes. The steals for the Battlers, a large part of that. 2 shots here for Lukens. The first one is up and good. He's 6 of 7 from the stripe now. And Grant already with a dozen points here in the first half. Just under 5 minutes to go. Lukens' second one is good. A pair of threes for Lukens, and now 7 of 8 from the stripe. He's got his team up by 20. 33-13. Back on January 4th, Potter County won the regular season matchup between these two teams, 72-57. Here's Ferries inside. He'll put it up and in. Got a generous bounce off the rim, but good shooter's touch. A big reason for that. Lukens on the move. Leaves it with Bassett outside the perimeter. Bassett now drives, but he'll kick it across left side of the lane and spending a lot of time in there. That's got to be a 3-second violation, and it is. Alex Tanner just couldn't find the footing and couldn't find the position to get squared up to the basket. But there's comeback off of that press, and another steal for Lukens. A wild attempt at a layup will not fall. Shaw down with a rebound, up ahead Whitler, and he'll lose the dribble, but he can run it down in the corner, and he does. Ferries keeps it away from Lukens. Now Jordan Shaw back to the reset. Ferries up top to the near side here with Marshall Whitler. Down to the corner, Jesse Shaw. Makes a bump from Tanner. Gets rid of it. Patient possession, but Potter County is going to get a save by Logan into the hands of Bassett. It's another takeaway. Greg Bassett will slow it up here. No, he won't. He'll go straight to the free throw line. Kick it out now. And on the move, good drive here, but the shot up no good for Ryder Falkenhagen. But underneath, another offensive rebound and a putback this time for Alex Tanner. Tanner with his first two, 35-15. Chargers, if they were going to have success tonight, really need to slow things down, but they've got to, right now, they've really got to get that ball across half court. Here's another mishandled pass. Down low, picked up by Logan. Turnover number 12 for Sully Buttes. A pull-up three is good for Cooper Logan. This guy likes to shoot. He's a good one. Brian White needs yet another timeout with 2:54 left in the second period. It's Potter County 38 and Sully Buttes 15 as the Potter County fans come to their feet. Let's take another 60-second break. You're listening to the Region 2B on River 92.7.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC. C Stan C Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. C Stan C Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C Store. Off sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C Store in Gettysburg. Go! Oh, Battlers!
We're back in Gettysburg out of a timeout. It was just a 30-second timeout, so we've been playing a little bit. There was a turnover by the Chargers out of that timeout. A couple of three-point opportunities, but missed by the Battlers. And now another steal by Cooper Logan at half court. Underneath it goes to Grant Lukens. Shot up, no good. Got his own rebound, but falling backward, won't get this one. And the Chargers will take it back the other way on a 2-on-1, beating the press, and Kenny can't get the finish on that bunny. We'll have a foul up at half court. A golden opportunity missed, and again, just one of the things that Sully Buttes needs to do extremely well. They've got to finish their possessions. Weren't able to do it on that last one, but you know, it's a lot easier said than done when you've got four or five Potter County Battlers running at full speed, breathing down your neck. Here to the free throw line, a 1-and-1 opportunity, a foul called on Jordan Shaw, and it's Cooper Logan to the free throw line. His first attempt of the night is up and good. Logan has 12 points now, looking for one more. 39-15, make it 40-15. Potter County in front as Logan checks out. But Grant Lukens coming back in. Not losing a lot. Inability there if you're Potter County. Chargers have had the plan to get the basketball across the timeline, but once they get up into their half court, it's finishing that's been the difficult part. Here's Jordan Shaw. For three, no good. Lukens with the backside rebound. He'll push it up ahead to Colin Arbach. Fans want him to shoot, but he's looking to pass it back. Now Lukens will start over. Well, he'll step up, fire a three, and take a foul as Jordan Shaw will put Lukens to the line to shoot. Not one, not two, but three. Lukens missed off the mark. This is not what the Sully Buttes Chargers had in mind coming in here. And again, playing pretty competitively with this team about a month ago. February 4th, 15-point win for Potter County, but as Lukens hits the first of two here, first of three, rather, Bryce Hall mentioned in that game, they got a lead, and Sully Buttes closed the gap. Then they got a lead again, and the Chargers closed the gap again. And Potter County able to stretch it to 15 in the end. Second one is good. How about the third one? Lukens is also good with the shooter's roll. Otter County getting it done at the free throw line. That's 3 for 3 this time, 43-15. It's all Battlers. Now a 3-on-2, breaking the press. But it is Decker blocking the first attempt for Dwight Kinney, but he gets his own rebound, and he'll put it back up and in. Kinney's first field goal of the night. Chargers' first bucket in a while. And we've got an offensive foul here called on a moving screen. This will go to Grant Lukens, and that'll be his first personal. Check it. His second. Team foul number 8 for Potter County, but a possession foul. No free throws coming. Here for Sully Buttes. He'll just kick it across, although a long pass by Whitler goes too far. And that's a case where Sully Buttes is, trying to push the issue. I think they really need to play patient possessions. Obviously, they're going to need defensive stops. Hard to stop Cooper Logan as he's got a nose for the basket. Now the inbound pass is stolen by Drake Bassett. Couple of fakes. Shot up, no good. But another offensive board here. Pulled down by Lukens. Now we're in the final minute with 40 seconds to play. Second quarter in a 45-17 game. Logan wants an NBA three. This one up, no good. Well short. Sully Buttes down with it. Hepker wants to win the race. He'll be fouled by Logan on the reach. And Landon Hepker will go to the free throw line. Cooper Logan now picks up his first personal foul. Had an update on the other game going on in Region 2B earlier. And we just got another one. Dustin Stortzum on the call on that one. 37-22, Faulkton area leading at the half. Hepker missed the first, but he does get the second. 2 for 4 from the line for Landon Hepker. It's 45-18 here with 30 seconds left to go here in our first half of play. Seth Sharp thinking about it. Backing his way in, makes his move. Shot up, no good. He gets his own rebound and puts it up and in again. Offensive rebounds galore for the home team here, Potter County Battlers. Now Whitler for 3 off the front of the rim, no good. Decker corrals the rebound. 2 seconds to go. A heave-ho from 30 feet, no good for Grant Lukens, and we will go to halftime. A great first half. The 19-1 Potter County Battlers on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. They lead the Sully Buttes Chargers 47-18. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. Let's pause for 3 minutes. We'll come back with halftime in our halftime period, sponsored by Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial, in the Northridge Plaza in Pier. You're listening to coverage of the Region 2B Boys Basketball Tournament on River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctory, financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Office is located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg. With convenient mobile deposit and mobile banking from Sunrise Bank, it's easier than ever to manage your money. You can quickly check your account balances, review your transaction history, make account transfers and mobile deposits all from your phone. See how easy it is to keep up with your finances. Download the Sunrise Bank Dakota app today. Sunrise Bank proudly sponsors Sully Buttes Charger Athletics and Activities and wishes them the best of luck. Sunrise Bank Dakota, member FDIC.
broken glass, scratch paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky, it's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
The Corner in Oneida is a proud sponsor of Sully Butte Athletics and Youth Activities. Are you on your way to cheer on the Chargers? Stop by the Corner for all your needs, including fuel, pizza, burgers, chicken, salads, snacks, beverages, and so much more. Check out the lunch specials on Facebook. Conveniently call in your order at 258-2400. The crew at the Corner is proud of the hard work and determination the students show in all their school activities and wish them the best of luck.
It's harvest time, and C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, is here to help you get in the field and keep you going all season long. As your partner in agriculture, you can turn to C&B Operations to find new and used John Deere equipment, to find parts, or to schedule service and inspections on your equipment. Stop into your local C&B or visit DeereEquipment.com to view current inventory and learn about available discounts and promotions, too. That's DeereEquipment.com.
Welcome back to Gettysburg High School and to our Leiden Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Break. It is all Potter County in this one so far. Region 2B quarterfinal, the second seed Battlers leading the number 7 seed Sully Butte Chargers 47-18. Potter County opened up a 21-11 lead at the end of one quarter. Outscores Sully Butte 26-7 in that second period as they have put up 37 shot attempts already. 14 have gone down, 5 out of 18 from long range, and 14 of 18 from the free throw line. We mentioned a lot of whistles in this game. Battlers actually hit 11 of 11 from the stripe in the second quarter. They are led by their dynamic duo, Grant Lukens with 16 points, Cooper Logan with 15. Drake Bassett has put a nice first half together as well. He has 8 points. Seth Sharp with 6. Alex Kanner with 2 off the bench for Potter County. For the Chargers, who have just hit 4 field goals in 15 tries on the floor tonight, 1 of 9 from long range. They're doing a good job at the free throw line. If they could get there a little more often, they're 9 out of 12 so far. 5 points are the leaders, Jesse Schall, all from the free throw line. Landon Hepker has 5 points, including the only 3-pointer for the Chargers. 4 points for Dwight Kinney, 2 off the bench for Thomas Ferris, and 2 for Marshall Whitler as well for Sully Butte. 47-18 our score. Rebounding tells a lot of the story, though. 20 rebounds for Potter County. 13 of them have come on the offensive end of the floor. Chargers have 2 offensive boards among their 12 total, and a lot of steals so far for Potter County, contributing to 16 turnovers by Sully Butte tonight. Only 4 committed by Potter County, and well, that's where we are right now. Tells the story. 47-18, Potter County. 19-1 on the season. They are working on a 13-game win streak to close out that regular season. Another 3-minute timeout. We'll check up other action, maybe some scores and upcoming action as well as you listen to the Region 2B quarterfinal on River 92.7. Don't forget, we are live video streaming on the River 92.7 page of the DRG News app and drgnews.com.
Neumeyer and Smith, attorneys at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Battler Sports. See Neumeyer and Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Neumeyer and Smith Law Office at 765-2494. That's 765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports. Neumeyer and Smith Law Office in Gettysburg.
At Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, they know farmers don't all have the same game plan. That's why they give farmers options. From what brand of seed they want to use to what features they want on their grain trailer, Barber Chemicals also provides custom spraying for ag chemicals and fertilizers, finding the best solution for your fields. Team up with the best, Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, a proud sponsor of Sully Butte Sports. Call 258-2708 or come see them under the big water tower south of Oneida.
LEC Construction of Gettysburg, South Dakota offers all types of building construction services, from commercial elevators to farm complexes, steel buildings, residential remodeling to new houses, retail buildings to apartment projects. Trust LEC Construction with your next project. For information about how they can help you, contact them today at 765-2759, 765-2759, or log on to leconstruction.biz, LEC Construction of Gettysburg.
Brent Spray Service is proud to support the Sully Buttes Chargers in all of their school athletics and activities. The staff at Brent Spray Service has served the Oneida and Pier area for over 30 years, and they appreciate your continued business. For all of your aerial application and retail chemical needs in the Pier, Oneida, and surrounding area, remember to call Brent Spray Service, 258-2743, 258-2743. Good luck, Chargers, from your fans at Brent Spray Service.
Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg is more than just a grocery store. They offer you several extra services, like online shopping at langersfamilyfoods.com, grocery carryout to your car, home delivery, and curbside delivery, too. Looking for a fresh baked treat but don't have time to do it yourself? Stop by Langer's Bakery today for breads, rolls, muffins, and many other goods that'll have you thinking you're visiting Grandma's Kitchen. Money-saving specials every week. Shop Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg.
With convenient mobile deposit and mobile banking from Sunrise Bank, it's easier than ever to manage your money. You can quickly check your account balances, review your transaction history, make account transfers and mobile deposits all from your phone. See how easy it is to keep up with your finances. Download the Sunrise Bank Dakota app today. Sunrise Bank proudly sponsors Sully Buttes Charger Athletics and Activities and wishes them the best of luck. Sunrise Bank Dakota, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Gettysburg, and we continue our Leiden and Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Break. Brian Oakland with play-by-play, Heather Williams in studio. It's 47-18, all Potter County so far in this one. Winner of this game takes on the winner of Falkton area and Harriet Selby area. They're playing in Falkton tonight. The Trojans lead by 15 points. That one on KMLO, and on Friday night will be the semifinal of Region 2B, with the winner of that one taking on the winner of this one. That will be also on KMLO 100.7 FM. Here on River 92.7, normally the home of Pier Governor Sports, and Governor girls and boys will have SODAC 16 basketball action coming up, both from Sioux Falls Jefferson. The girls at 7 o'clock on Friday night with a 6:30 pregame, and the boys at 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon with a 2:30 pregame. Kind of a doubleheader, but several hours apart with girls Friday night and the boys Saturday afternoon. We'll get you other scores on KPLO tonight. Lyman defeated Crazy Horse tonight 69-42. And on KGFX on DRG Media Group, Stanley County with a win over Crow Creek as Potter County wanted to set up an alley-oop, but Seth Sharp could not put it down. A good pass there by Cooper Logan, but Sharp unable to get the finish. However, the loose basketball out of bounds off of Sully Buttes. Underway. Second half throw in like the opening tip. Sponsored by Comtech, Communication and Electronic Services in Pier. Starting five out there for both teams. Here's Sharp on a kick out from Drake Bassett. Three ball is up, no good, and Jesse Shaw goes up high and pulls down the rebound. Chargers right to left this time. As you watch this on drgnews.com, pass past the basket, and it's intercepted by Grant Lukens, who will take it the other way. And he kicks it out to Drake Bassett. Bassett backing in against Dwight Kinney and makes a fake and then heads the other direction to put it up. And it was a good attempt but couldn't get it to go. But now the pass on the outlet stolen by Cooper Logan. Well, the Battlers got a little cute here, but they get the basket anyway. Logan up and in for two. Timeout here already taken with 7:06 to play. A full timeout. Let's take 60 and a Coca-Cola break in the action here on River 92.7.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
The Corner in Oneida is a proud sponsor of Sully Butte Athletics and Youth Activities. Are you on your way to cheer on the Chargers? Stop by the Corner for all your needs, including fuel, pizza, burgers, chicken, salads, snacks, beverages, and so much more. Check out the lunch specials on Facebook. Conveniently call in your order at 258-2400. The crew at the Corner is proud of the hard work and determination the students show in all their school activities and wish them the best of luck.
Back in Gettysburg, 49-18. First minute here in the second half of play. As Potter County comfortably in front. Here by 30-plus now for the first time. There's a nice pass and a good possession. Up and in with the shot, Dwight Kinney on the assist from Marshall Whitler. First two for the Chargers since halftime. 49-20, our score. Battler's in home white, moving from left to right here. As Logan has it down on the baseline, he'll step back and put a little baby jumper up and good on the assist from Grant Lukens. Logan, Lukens, Colin Arbach, Seth Sharp, Drake Bassett in there for Potter County. Here's a Whitler three that's off the mark, no good. Kept alive as Kenny can't get the put back, though. Offensive rebound for the Chargers. There's Lukens, though, and he'll take it the distance, but pull up and hit a three on the top of the key. A lot of scoring ability for the Potter County Battlers. They could go far. Obviously, they'll be expected to go on and win this one, but they look pretty good, no doubt about it, so far tonight. We are playing one half of the bracket here in Gettysburg and also in Falkton on KMLO. The other half headed by Lower Brule, the top seed, who's looking for a return trip, hoping for one to the State B basketball tournament in a couple of weeks. A Kinney miss, pulled down by Lukens, and he'll take it the other way and hit another three. Three more for the Battlers as Lukens goes for another steal at the Charger bench. Just knocks this one away. Now 57-20. Chargers just have to play with some heart the rest of the way here, although Bassett plays with a little too much contact. And now, as the clock will continue to run, we are in that 30-point mercy rule. Bassett picking up his second personal. First whistle for either team, or against either team, here in the second half. Jordan Shaw with it in the right corner. Kind of lost it out of his grip, but it's off of the leg of Colin Arbach. Chargers will keep it as that clock will continue to run. Arbach and Bassett checking out. Ryder Falkenhagen is in, and timeout here. We got some debris on the floor. Darren Vetch doing cleanup duty. Charger bench seems to know where that came from, but the Sully Buttes will inbound. It's Landon Hepker out to Kinney. Now over to Whitler. He'll push a three up there, but no good. Off the back of the rim, long rebound pulled down by Grant Lukens. Lukens will lead the break, or the charge once again. Nice pass by Logan underneath the Lukens, but he brings it back out to the perimeter, fakes a shot, and then pulls the trigger. He's got a soft shooting stroke, and he hits a 14-footer from the right side. That's just one of those shots that Grant Lukens looked like he had no business making at all. It wasn't a pretty shot at all, but he has such a good shooting touch. Now he's got the quickness to get another steal. Pull up three, this time no good. Long rebound this time, up ahead. Chargers have the numbers as Hepker gets Lukens up in the air, and he gets a blocked shot. And it's Falkenhagen who runs down the loose ball. Up ahead, sharp this time, around Jordan Schall. He'll pass to Logan. Logan waits patiently, then attacks. Shot up no good. Got his own rebound. Will put it back up and in. And a foul called. More opportunities for the Chargers that won't go, and opportunities for the Battlers that they're able to take advantage of for themselves. Dwight Kinney with the foul, his second personal. Jordan Shaw will check out Landon Hepker along with him as Brian White will bring in Tyler Marshall, a 6'1 junior for the first time. Bryce Hall will start bringing people in and out as well as Grant Lukens catches a break. Logan still at the free throw line. 3:31 to play. We're in the third. Should update the score. It's 61-20. Make it, nope, leave it. 61-20 is Logan unable to hit the free throw. Under 3.5 to play. Third period. We've got a foul called on the floor. And the Battlers trying to pick the pocket of the Sully Buttes ball handler. This is on a new player into the game, number 11 for Potter County, Skyler Van Well. He's a 5'9" junior. Almost had the quick hands in that one here. Whitler gets around him. Van Well, that is. Kick out. Three ball here for Kinney. Up no good. And last touch by Logan. This will be out of... Nope, apparently last touch by Dwight Kinney. Logan was going for the rebound. And now Cooper Logan across the timeline. Stops on the baseline, right side. To our right. Back out to Van Well. He'll kick it out. Logan fires a three. Online but short. Off the front of the rim. Whitler rebounds for Sully Buttes. Marshall still with it. Loses the dribble. Has to go get it. Has... enough time to pick it up, but his pass is stolen. Up ahead to Arbach. Now Logan wanted to jam it, but doesn't get up high enough. Well, you can do that when you have as big of a lead as Potter County does. You can try to jam it, even if white man can't quite jump, but that's how it is. Here's a foul or a turnover. That'll go to Sully Buttes. Potter County with another possession. Leading 61-20. Quick fire three. Bassett rattles one in and out. No good. Shaw is down with a rebound for Sully Buttes. Whitler in a little bit of trouble. Two hopper up to Shaw though. And now it's across the timeline. As Kinney leaves it for Marshall. He'll try a baseline jumper. That's a little bit short. Then we've got a jump ball, or is that a foul, Darren Vetch? Apparently a foul on the rebound that was pulled down by the Battlers. The foul here goes to Dwight Kinney. That'll be his third. So Kinney has three. Jesse Shaw now has three. He fouled Logan on that previous free throw opportunity. Landon Hepker with three for Sully Buttes. Still trailing 61-20. The clock is running, even though the play is out of bounds. Cooper Logan will check out. Alex Tanner in briefly. He is out as well. Landon Decker. Logan Decker, that is. Along with Grant Lukens in. Here's Ryder Falkenhagen driving. Lukens follows. Can't get that to go. But now Seth Sharp with an offensive rebound. And the Battlers will get a Bassett three-point attempt. This one off the mark. Drake knew it right away. Tried to follow it, but it ricochets and runs out of bounds. 30 seconds to go. Quarter number three. Fast moving due to the mercy rule. Of course, in classes A and B, a 30-point lead, you get a running clock. Up top with it. Hepker playing a good job of keep away, but he'll pull up for a shot at the free throw line. It is no good. Battlers down with a rebound. They've got 8 seconds to try to get one more shot to fall. Lukens gonna fire. 24 footer here, no good, and the rebound doesn't come in time. And an impressive third period as well for the Potter County Battlers on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. They lead the Chargers 61-20. Chargers with only 2 points in that third period of play. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier, and we're back in 60 seconds. Quarter number four. You're listening to the Region 2B on River 92.7.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in South Dakota. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Back in Gettysburg with the Chargers on that first possession here. We welcome you to our fourth quarter. Region 2B quarterfinal. The winner moving on to the region semifinals, which will be Friday night. And the winner of that particular game moves on into the SODAC 16. Now Cooper Logan with a steal, a takeaway here on the Chargers' first possession of the fourth period. Now the Battlers with it, moving left to right. Clock running continuously here in the second half. Here's Drake Bassett. Fakes the shot, puts it on the floor, looking for space. Doubles back to the lane, kicks it out. This is Decker for three, and he hits it. Logan Decker from outside. First basket of the night, 64-20. Our score, once again, we mentioned the Chargers only 2 points in that third quarter. They got outscored 14-2. Here's Whitler in the left corner. Jordan Schall, he'll skip it all the way across. Landon Hepker for three. There's the answer, at least on that particular possession. Hepker's second three of the night. That's all that Sully Buttes has from downtown, 64-23. Decker up top to Seth Sharp. Now with it, Bassett here near side on the wing. Battlers playing about as patiently as they have all night long, although Decker wanted another three ball, this one from the right corner. That's no good, but Cooper Logan with another offensive rebound. Then again, as the clock will run despite the whistle. Team foul number four for Sully Buttes in the second half. Logan and Sharp checking out. Alex Tanner is in. Brent Lukens off of the inbound gets fouled on his way up. He's the one that inbounded it. The ball came right back to him. He'll go to the free throw line here. Colin Arbach also checking back in. Clock will stop for free throws, though. 6:02 to go here, fourth quarter. And Lukens, who shot very well from the stripe tonight, gets another one down. That's his 25th point. And he's got another one. 26 for Grant Lukens. And he'll check out, perhaps for the last time tonight. 6:02 to play. It's 66-23 in favor of the Potter County Battlers. Over the years, so many good games between these two teams. I've seen an awful lot of them, had the pleasure of calling an awful lot of them. I don't think I've ever seen a difference between these two teams like we're seeing here tonight. And this, the way this season has gone for Potter County, obviously they have... They have their mind set on maybe nothing less than a state championship. There's Falkenhagen in the left corner. Got a defender in the air. Gets it back to Bassett. Bassett misses once. Got his own rebound. He'll put it up and in. Drake Bassett is not a quitter, that's for sure. We saw it on that sequence. He's had a good game. We've got a foul on the floor here, though, as Drake goes for a steal. That'll be his third personal. 10 points for Bassett here. He'll check out. And back in is Skyler Van Well. Chargers with it. Starting five still out there. And here comes a steal. Taken away and up ahead. There is the jam for Alex Tanner. Battlers have tried a couple of jams here in the second half, no, to no avail, but Tanner is the one that finally puts one down. Good opportunity for a guy off the bench. The Battlers appreciating the effort. Foul on the floor, though, will put Landon Hepker to the free throw line. Foul goes to the guy that everybody is kind of celebrating, Tanner, with his first personal. Hepker gets the first of two to go. Second one coming. And Hepker is good. Landon Hepker, the first Charger in double figures tonight. He's got 10 now, but it's 70-25, all Potter County in this one. In Falkton area was leading Harriet-Selby area by 15 at halftime. Here's a pull-up jumper, good for Ryder Falkenhagen, as the Battlers add another couple, 72-25. Whittler pass, tipped and taken away. There's Tanner off of the steal, but he can't get the finish. However, as they have been all night long, Potter County with an offensive rebound. Chargers have this one off of the Tanner miss, however, though. This is Jesse Shaw looking for three. That won't fall. Battlers down with it, somewhat walking it across the timeline. Falkenhagen to set it up. 3:40 to go here, fourth quarter. Potter County will play Friday night here at home in Gettysburg. Most likely against Falkton area. Van Well for three, and a line drive off the back of the rim will not go. Whittler with the rebound. Chargers head right to left. Hepker slices and dices. Nice drive. Can't get the shot to go, but there's an offensive rebound to Dwight Kinney, and then a foul will be called. This is number five for Potter County. No free throws here, but Logan Decker will pick up his third personal. Decker and Arbach will check out. Actually, it's Arbach with his third personal. But he and Decker both come out. Alex Tanner is down. Bryce Hall will get some new people in here. Dangerous pass on the inbound. And a Potter County JV player just gets a steal. It happens to be Jet Simon. Turnover number 21 for Potter County tonight. Let's see who we've got now. Sean Sawyer, a 5'10 sophomore. Jet Simon, a 5'7 freshman who just got that steal. And Manuel's still in there. Brendan Bieber, nope, it's 32, not 25. Enrique Riguera, 6-foot junior, is on for the first time. Brian White will empty his bench, a 5-for-5 swap. So Sully Butte's seniors are coming out for the last time with 2:10 to play, 72-25. And we'll get you acquainted with some of those folks as well when we get an opportunity. Sean Sawyer with it to Van Well. He'll pull the trigger. Three ball. Back of the rim will not go. And the rebound tipped and loose on the floor. And now a foul will be called. And this one will go to the Battlers. It's the last one to give for Potter County. And they put this one up to Sawyer. Charger fans asking for somebody in particular. Bryce Hall just made another substitution, but for the Chargers, Wesley Whittler, the 5'7 eighth grader, running the point now. Here's a drive, aggressive. Shot up, no good though for Trevor Marshall. Now a takeaway. Marshall got it back, and he'll drive to the left side and be fouled. That's the first turnover for Potter County in the second half, their fifth in this game. And Brian White will put the guy in that the fans want. Free throw here for Marshall is off the mark. He'll get another one. And we say hello to Preston Kinney, a 6'1 freshman for Sully Buttes. They also have Gavin Barber on the floor. Second free throw, Trevor Marshall is good. Trevor, a 5'11 freshman, 72-26 your score. A 1:05 to play in this one as Van Well fires a three. It's no good. There's that guy Marshall again with another rebound. Chargers work it underneath, and Kinney will be called for a double dribble. 45 seconds to play. Don't forget, it's on KMLO coming up Friday night. Potter County against either Falkton area or Harriet-Selby area. We'll get you an update on that once we hit the post game. Dustin Stortson will have the call on that one on 100.7 FM KMLO. Adler's with it. Landon Larson on the floor. Here's Regera. Back to Larson on the top of the key. He'll leave it with Jet Simon. Regera again. 17 seconds left. Larson for three. That's halfway down, and it comes back out. Rebounded by the Chargers. Up ahead quickly, and Wesley Whitler no good. Follow-up no good. Nice reverse, but it will not fall. Chargers looking for one more chance, and we'll have a foul called on the floor as the final horn will sound. It'll be inconsequential. And on your final Gales Gas Service scoreboard, all Potter County here tonight as the Battlers defeat their backyard rivals, Sully Butte's Chargers, by the final score of 72-26. The scoreboard from Gales Gas Service in Pierre. If you're in central South Dakota, check out their budget plan and keep full service, and they'll help you stay warm all season long with Gales Gas Service in Pierre. Let's take a 3-minute timeout. We'll come back, get into the post game on River 92.7. Our post games are sponsored by Family Dental with offices in Pierre and right here in Gettysburg, South Dakota as well. Back in 3 minutes with a whole lot to talk about when we return. You're listening to Regional High School Postseason Basketball, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
The team at Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
Good Luck Chargers from Oahe Grain Corporation in Oneida, your local independently owned and operated grain elevator. At home or in the field, find all the market information you need online at OahiGrainCorp.com. You can even get bid information by text. Oahe Grain, bringing the world's markets to local farmers with updates every day. For all of your grain marketing needs, call today, 258-2811.
See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers!
At Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, they know farmers don't all have the same game plan. That's why they give farmers options. From what brand of seed they want to use to what features they want on their grain trailer, Barber Chemicals also provides custom spraying for ag chemicals and fertilizers, finding the best solution for your fields. Team up with the best, Barber Farm Service and Barber Chemicals in Oneida, a proud sponsor of Sully Butte Sports. Call 258-2708 or come see them under the big water tower south of Oneida.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Absolutely. Good ball game here tonight for the Potter County Battlers as they win it 72-26. Welcome back to our Family Dental post game. Brian Oakland here with a play-by-play. Thanks to Heather Williams in studio for running the show. We're driven by the Office of Highway Safety of the state of South Dakota, reminding us, you booze, you cruise, you lose. It's the Region 2B quarterfinal on River 92.7. We're KGFX FM Pier, member of DRG Media Group, live streaming at drgnews.com, where you can see the action as well as hear it when we do live streams. You can see the final score on the board as Potter County wins this one going away. A 15-point margin of victory for the Battlers when these two teams met on January 4th, but there was a lot of things that Potter County did right, and Sully Buttes just could not get some things going, and that Battler defense had everything to do with it. But not only that, it's the Battler rebounding, it's the Sully Buttes, I think, with the defense in the back of their minds as far as Potter County's defense is concerned. Sully Buttes rushed a lot of shots. They weren't able to hit for a good percentage at all. The stats will show that, and Sully Buttes just, they knew they were against, you know, had against the eight ball, had their backs to the wall, so to speak here, but I'm not very good with my sports cliches, I apologize, but they knew they had to play about a perfect game, and that's just didn't happen, unfortunately, here for Sully Buttes. An up-and-down season, a lot of good athletes, but some seniors who see their basketball careers come to an end. Dwight Kinney, a senior, Jordan and Jesse Shaw, seniors for Sully Buttes, with a very young crew coming up after that, led by Marshall Whitler and Landon Hepker, who are both juniors. Tyler Marshall, who got into this game, Thomas Ferries, the first off the bench, also juniors. But, boy, Sully Buttes, if they can get that youth movement going here in the next few years, well, Brian White, he's been around a while. He knows what it takes to put good teams together, and we'll hopefully see that from Sully Buttes here in the years to come. But Potter County worried about right now, as they'll move on into the region semifinal. They'll take on, I'm going to assume, Falkton area, as Falkton leads Harriet Selby 62-43 with 3 minutes left in that one. So it looks like Falkton area here in Gettysburg against Potter County on KMLO-FN coming up on Friday night. Meanwhile, take a look at the stats in this one. It is Potter County's first, from start to finish, they led 21-11 at the end of one, then that second period, it really opened up 26-7. The advantage to Potter County, they led at the intermission 47-18. Then Sully Buttes with only one field goal in the third period, only one in the fourth as well. They're outscored 14-2 in the third quarter, 61-20. Battlers had the lead as we played with continually running clock, and 11-6, Potter County with the advantage in the fourth quarter as they win this one 72-26. Battlers come off of a 14 of 37 effort in the first half. They go 10 of 29 in the second, 24 of 66 on the game, 8 of 31 overall from outside the arc. Obviously, 66 shot attempts, even though they don't shoot for a great percentage, you're putting 66 shots up. Chances are, even if you hit 30%, you're still scoring an awful lot of points, and that's what we saw from the Battlers tonight. Potter County also goes 16 of 21 from the free throw line. That after they started 3 of 7, but they hit 12 of 13 the rest of the way. And 12 of 14 the rest of the way, I should say. And the Battlers getting it done from all points on the floor tonight. Senior Grant Lukens leads the way with 26 points for Potter County. Senior Cooper Logan with 21. Also, those two guys do make this team go. Drake Bassett with a good game tonight. He'll finish with 10 points. Seth Sharp checks in with 6. Alex Tanner with 4. Logan Decker with a three-pointer off the bench. And Ryder Falkenhagen with a bucket as well, as Potter County tops out at 72. For Sully Buttes, 4 of 15 in the first half on the floor. Just 2 of 16 in that second half. One field goal in both the third and fourth quarters. They hit on 6 of 31 for the game. 2 of 15 from outside the arc, 12 of 15 from the free throw line, though, as they, again, do a pretty good job once they get to that spot, shooting 80%. Landon Hepker, the only double-figure scorer, he'll finish with 10 points. Dwight Kinney with 6, Jesse Shaw with 5 points. All of those come from the free throw line, and all of those in the first half. Marshall Whitler with 2, Thomas Ferris with 2, and Trevor Marshall with 1 to close things out for the Chargers. They fall in this one 72-26. The rebounding is the other part of the story for the Battlers. 32-27, they have the lead, but it's the offensive rebounds that are the biggest difference. 19 offensive pull-downs for the Battlers to 6 for the Chargers. And they had a late surge of about 3 of those late in that fourth quarter as those second-chance putbacks telling a major, major story. And the defense of the Battlers is a big part of it as well. A lot of steals in this one, contributing to 22 turnovers by Sully Buttes. Potter County only turns it over 5 times in this entire game. 3 of those coming in the second period, only 1 turnover in the second half as the Battlers win it 72-26. So Potter County improves to 20-1 on the season. They'll play in the region semifinal Friday night. And again, we'll get an official update a little bit later on. They should play the Falcon Area Trojans, another kind of a backyard rival for Potter County. Sully Buttes, this up-and-down season ends with a 10-12 mark. But again, even though they're losing 3 seniors, a very young team coming back, and some good things ahead, I think, in the next few years for this Charger squad. Let's take another 3-minute break. Plenty more to talk about. We've got big plays in the game and your player of the game also to announce. And we'll do that as our Family Dental post game continues. And we'll still take a look at other scores and upcoming action as well in this Family Dental post game. You're listening to the Region 2B on River 92.7.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky, it's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Virtually anything in your house or building that can run on electricity can run on propane. However, a propane-fueled home is less costly to operate than an electric home. Studies have shown that propane is cheaper, warmer, cleaner, safer, and more dependable than electric. Contact Stewart & Daughters in Oneida at 258-2647 today to learn more about the benefits of propane. Stewart & Daughters, a proud sponsor of high school sports and the Sully Buttes Chargers.
Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg is more than just a grocery store. They offer you several extra services, like online shopping at langersfamilyfoods.com, grocery carryout to your car, home delivery, and curbside delivery, too. Looking for a fresh baked treat but don't have time to do it yourself? Stop by Langer's Bakery today for breads, rolls, muffins, and many other goods that'll have you thinking you're visiting Grandma's Kitchen. Money-saving specials every week. Shop Langer's Family Foods in Gettysburg.
Brent Spray Service is proud to support the Sully Buttes Chargers in all of their school athletics and activities. The staff at Brent Spray Service has served the Oneida and Pier area for over 30 years, and they appreciate your continued business. For all of your aerial application and retail chemical needs in the Pier, Oneida, and surrounding area, remember to call Brent Spray Service, 258-2743, 258-2743. Good luck, Chargers, from your fans at Brent Spray Service.
It's harvest time, and C&B Operations, your local John Deere dealer, is here to help you get in the field and keep you going all season long. As your partner in agriculture, you can turn to C&B Operations to find new and used John Deere equipment, to find parts, or to schedule service and inspections on your equipment. Stop into your local C&B or visit DeereEquipment.com to view current inventory and learn about available discounts and promotions, too. That's DEEREEquipment.com.
Neumeier & Smith, attorneys at law, are glad to help bring you this broadcast of Battler Sports. See Neumeier & Smith for wills, estate planning and probate matters, real estate matters, business, agriculture, and elder law. Call Neumeier & Smith Law Office at 765-2494. That's 765-2494. Proud to be a sponsor of Potter County Sports. Neumeier & Smith Law Office in Gettysburg.
Well, we're back at Gettysburg as our Family Dental post game does continue. 72-26, all Potter County in this one tonight. They will play Falkton area Friday night here in Gettysburg on KMLO FM 100.7. Falkton with a 64-44 win over the Harriet Selby area Wolverines on KMLO tonight. So Dustin Stortson with a call on that one coming up presumably at 7 o'clock with about a 6:40 pregame Friday night on KMLO. Here in our River 92.7 postgame, we've got a couple of things to, a couple of orders of business to take care of, and we'll start with the naming of the big plays of the game. Big plays of the game are brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre, and we'll hear from Hermanson's, and we are back with, well, in fact, let's do this. Let's give you the Hermanson Endodontics player plays of the game, and then we'll hear from Hermanson's. The plays of the game for me have to be the offensive rebounds. The Potter County Battlers hustling to loose balls, and they just have a nose for the ball. They seem to know where it is, and with 19 offensive boards contributing to 66 shots put up by Potter County tonight, obviously they're not hitting all the putbacks, but still, that was just one thing that I thought was a little more dominant than the scoring prowess that you expect from guys like Cooper Logan and Grant Lukens, who combined for 47 points tonight. They played their games, but still, those offensive rebounds, and granted the defense that gets a lot of steals, a lot of them in the backcourt or at half court, making things difficult for the Sully Buttes Chargers, but those offensive rebounds were the big plays, the big statistic of this game tonight. They're brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. And we'll take another 3-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll give you our player of the game, as that'll be brought to you by Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Our postgame continues here on River 92.7.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
LEC Construction of Gettysburg, South Dakota offers all types of building construction services, from commercial elevators to farm complexes, steel buildings, residential remodeling to new houses, retail buildings to apartment projects. Trust LEC Construction with your next project. For information about how they can help you, contact them today at 765-2759, 765-2759, or log on to lecconstruction.biz, LEC Construction of Gettysburg.
The Corner in Oneida is a proud sponsor of Sully Buttes Athletics and Youth Activities. Are you on your way to cheer on the Chargers? Stop by the Corner for all your needs, including fuel, pizza, burgers, chicken, salads, snacks, beverages, and so much more. Check out the lunch specials on Facebook. Conveniently call in your order at 258-2400. The crew at the Corner is proud of the hard work and determination the students show in all their school activities and wish them the best of luck.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that with the proper equipment, education, conditioning, and coaching, high school sports here in South Dakota are safer than ever before. And that's something I really love.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Fill up your tank and your stomach. Heading to the campground, hunting the fields, fishing the waters, Cowboy Country Stores are ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious food. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh baked pastries, coffee, regular and breakfast pizzas, Federal Bird stands, convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champ's Chicken on Euclid and Harrison in Pierre and in Fort Pierre.
Back in Gettysburg, we continue. You just heard from Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. They are our River 92.7 sponsor of our player of the game during River 92.7 sports broadcasts. And, well, for Sully Buttes, Landon Hepker with 10 points. And if there was anybody that was somewhat consistent offensively tonight, it may have been Hepker, 2 for 2 from outside the three-point line, 4 for 6 from the free-throw line, but only 6 field goals all night long made by the Chargers. They did most of their damage, as it turns out, from the free-throw line with a 12 of 15 effort. But Landon Hepker with a pretty good ball game tonight in 10 points, all things considered. For Potter County, of course, you got their usual suspects. Grant Lukens with 26 points. Cooper Logan with 21 points. Those guys get a lot of the accolades, and they're certainly player of the game worthy. But I'm going to go with the third guy tonight, Drake Bassett with 10 points. He gets the start. And this guy, he's not the player. You can look at him, and you know he's not the player that Lukens and Logan have come to be. But this is a guy that looks for his opportunities to score. And I thought he did a pretty good job tonight. In fact, from inside the arc, at least, made his first 3 shots. He was had 4 field goals. He went 2 for 3 from the free throw line. But he also contributed to the defensive game, as Potter County's game, to me, is quickness. They're a little bit physical, but they're very quick, and they're all over the place. And well, a lot of that had to do with what Drake Bassett did on the floor tonight as well. So we'll spread the wealth around. I'm sure Lukens and Logan have gotten their player of the game T-shirts in their fair share. I know I've given them player of the game T-shirts in past years as well. But Drake Bassett is my guy tonight. 5'10" senior with 10 points in this game and a handful of steals, and just played like a Potter County Battler does here this evening. 72-26, it's the Battlers winning, and due in part to the efforts of Drake Bassett, our Cowboy Country Store's player of the game. We'll get him a T-shirt noting his accomplishments as the Battlers move on to take on Faulkton area on Friday night on KMLO. Another 3-minute break, and we are back. We'll give you the rest of the scores around Central South Dakota, including what we have in Region 2B, and we'll begin to wrap this one up as we give you postseason basketball here on River 92.7.
With many years of experience as agronomist and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota, on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Good Luck Chargers, from Oahe Grain Corporation in Oneida, your local independently owned and operated grain elevator. At home or in the field, find all the market information you need online at OahiGrainCorp.com. You can even get bid information by text. Oahe Grain, bringing the world's markets to local farmers with updates every day. For all of your grain marketing needs, call today, 258-2811.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
Virtually anything in your house or building that can run on electricity can run on propane. However, a propane-fueled home is less costly to operate than an electric home. Studies have shown that propane is cheaper, warmer, cleaner, safer, and more dependable than electric. Contact Stewart & Daughters in Oneida at 258-2647 today to learn more about the benefits of propane. Stewart & Daughters, a proud sponsor of high school sports and the Sully Buttes Chargers.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
broken glass.
With many years of experience as agronomist and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Back at Gettysburg one final time here. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play of a game that was all Battlers tonight, 72-26, as they defeat Sully Buttes. The Charger season comes to an end. The Battlers move on, and they will play Faulkton area on Friday night. Trojans with a win on KMLO, 64-44, defeating Harriet Selby area, also in Region 2B. In the other half of the bracket, top seed Lower Brule defeats Miller tonight, 90-44. And Ipswich has upended Highmore Herald by the score of 64-50. Other games in Central South Dakota, Platte Geddes in Region 6B with a 57-36 win over Kimball White Lake. Burke in that same region, 44-38 over Trip Delmont Armor. And, of course, Castickney a winner over Marty in Region 6B. Looking at Region 7B, it's a tight one, but Phillip wins a close one over Kadoka area, 47-46, the final in that one. And Timber Lake in Region 8B, a 67-30 winner over Teosh Padopa. Lyman in Region 7B on KPLO tonight defeated Crazy Horse, 69-42. Some other scores there in Central South Dakota. Stanley County in Class A got a 63-50 win over Crow Creek at Parkview Gym. They will host Chamberlain on Friday night, as Chamberlain defeated Dupree 75-27. Winner on top of McLaughlin tonight, 62-31, also in Region 6A. And just looking to see if there was a Mobridge score as well. Mobridge Pollock playing on Star 99, and at the end of three quarters of play, they have a 55-49 lead in Mobridge. So if you're interested in more basketball, and if you're in the northern part of the state, go to 99.5 FM as soon as we're done with this one. Well, we'll follow the Potter County Battlers as long as they can go on KMLO, the stations of DRG Media Group. We wish Bryce Hall and the guys the best of luck as they continue on their quest to return trip to the State B basketball tournament. Last year they were beaten out in the Sodak 16 by Lower Brule. Looks like both of those teams have pretty good chances of going to the Big B this season, right here out of Region 2B. I want to thank you for joining us here on River 92.7, which is the official home of Governor Sports out of Pierre. We've got girls and boys basketball coming up Friday and Saturday night. Sodak 16 play in Class AA, and both teams will play at Sioux Falls Jefferson. It'll be Friday night with a 6:30 pregame set for the girls, Saturday afternoon with a 2:30 pregame for the boys game here at Sioux Falls Jefferson, girls and boys, both this weekend here on River 92.7. Live streaming, of course, at drgnews.com. You'll be able to see the live stream of this game or the on-demand stream of this game coming up on demand once we sign off as well on the River 92.7 page of drgnews.com and the DRG News app. Should have mentioned before this night began that the broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the South Dakota High School Activities Association, and this playoff game being brought to you by our station, River 92.7, our advertisers and the member schools playing that are within the High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without written permission from the SDHSAA. And the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminding us to slow down and think twice in case of ice as you travel to and from high school sporting events or anytime, especially during the winter. Make sure you buckle up to the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Our thanks to Heather Williams in studio running the show. I'm Brian Oakland, and tonight's coverage of the Region 2B quarterfinal has been brought to you by Brown Agronomy, Schlachter Lumber, Gettysburg Collision Center, Langer's Family Foods, and by Great Western Bank, C&B Operations, John Deere, by Gas and Goodies and Stan C Store, New Meyer and Smith Law Office, LEC Construction Services, and the Hovind Co-op and the Prairie Stop of Hovind. Tonight's game also brought to you by Owyhee Grain, Sunrise Bank, Dakota, The Corner Convenience Store, Stewart & Daughters, Barber Chemical and Barber Farm Service, and Brett Spray Service of Oneida, with announcements throughout as well from the South Dakota High School Activities Association. Within the game, our game has been sponsored by the Becky Potts of a State Farm Insurance Agency in Pierre, the Hughes County Sheriff's Office, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, by ComTech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pierre and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, and Cowboy Country Stores and Gales Gas Service in Pierre. One more time, your final Gales Gas Service scoreboard reads Potter County 72, Sully Buttes 26. Good luck the rest of the way to all Central South Dakota teams, and in this case, the Potter County Battlers, who will take on the Falcon Trojans on Friday night, right here in Gettysburg on KMLO 100.7 FM. Until we meet again, Brian Oakland, DRG Media Group Sports. Thanks for being here.